This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
I receive mercy, Lord. I receive help again. I've been praying to you, Jesus. And I've been asking you to bless us. Put more blessing upon us again, Jesus. Increase us greatly, Lord. Multiply us again. This short time we want to spend around the world, you will bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let's open to Colossians chapter 1. I've been teaching an issue of the kingdom. It's as a result of trying to open up the issue of reigning in life. Colossians chapter 1. Let's read from verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard thee, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. What you have today, your nature, your habit, your mentality, the way you see things, did not arrive there by miracle. Your person, your personality, did not come from God. The only person that came from God was Jesus, that Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 said, "Whom be the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person." Jesus Christ has the personality of God. But you and I, we don't have it. So your personality, your mentality, either you have different shade of mentality, your attitude, your behavior, your disposition, your convictions, the thing that made you up, they didn't happen instantaneously. They came as a result of conscious and unconscious learning, exercise, and practices. Conscious and unconscious learning, exercise, and practices. So, over time, you were formed. So, people have been formed on their ways. And so, because of that, even if you are 25 years old, 28 years old, 30 years old, those things were formed as you were growing up. Both consciously and consciously. Oftentimes, we learn more unconsciously than conscious. And we take in belief system, we take in attitude, persuasion, conviction. Sometimes, when some of you, some of what we are doing today, that I say, this is my conviction. When they examine very deep, you know that most of them don't even, you can't even explain how you came to those convictions. It's not as a result of your decision. And then you grew in them. So when you came to Christ and you begin to learn the gospel of Christ, the teaching of Christ, they will not change by hearing word of God or by learning this thing for 1 year or 6 months. They don't work like that. Because how they came is through conscious and unconscious learning, exercise, and practice. Likewise, also, you will need to go through another unlearning and learning. Because I have a lot of my sons and daughters that they have been hearing Christ, Christ will change you. And for 1 year, 2 years, they want to see kind of change that I have recorded. It does not work like that. Because what your nature, your habit came for over years of practice and exercise. So for those things to go, you need to now do another practice for years. What made up your habits, your nature, your character, your mindset, things that you don't like doing, you end up doing. Firstly, it came through conscious and unconscious learning, exercise, and practice. What Satan did is that Satan do not sit anybody down. Neither does any parent sit any child down and say, learn how to be hungry. When it comes to bad things, Satan and this world taught us, we learned without knowledge. But what they deliver to us, they deliver to us ways. But when it comes to unlearning them and learning righteousness that God approves, you will have to start with knowledge. You won't start with ways. Some of you get discouraged with some infirmity because you have been trying to deal with something and they're not going away for 2 years. You now find discouraged. Some of you now want to go and subscribe to some strange doctrine. Once saved, forever saved doctrine. That said, it does not mind what I do. I'm born again. It's only my flesh that is doing it. I'm a spirit man. I'm Christ. They use both faith against those things because they do not know that the secret behind it is that your change to become like Christ, for Christ to be forming you, they don't deliver to you ways at the start. They start you with knowledge. Then thirdly, when you start hearing knowledge, there is amount and measure of knowledge that must be available in your soul, not in your head. Amount of knowledge of Christ, knowledge of God, or knowledge of the Son of God, that must be available in your soul, in your heart. If that measure has not yet reached, you will not have energy or what Bible calls strength to unlearn things and learn what is right. Because why? It is a man of knowledge that increases in strength. A wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. Proverbs 24:5. Jesus Christ taught this thing I just told you now. Look at the way Joker taught it. You know, Joker is a master teacher. Joker taught it that you need wisdom of a piece to see it. He said, who is a man that can plunder a strong man's house? You want to plunder a strong man. So that's what Joker was teaching. Because the being that did what is said of you is a strong man. Is a strong fallen angel by the name Lucifer that fell, or according to Greek, is a heel that fell. So it's a strong man, and as a strong man, you can't plunder him, he will not allow himself to be plundered. Because what is keeping in you is keeping it with arms. Say arms. Satan keeps his nature, his habits, his practices, things they have to do with arms. He harmed them. So you cannot go against them. Because those that are put together, when it was doing inside of you, or you learn them, sometimes you learn some of those things from your parents unconsciously. You just saw that your dad, this is how your dad does, and used to. Then you start doing it. And those things have become a strong goal on your inside. So, New Year resolution will not change it. You can only try, maybe for 2 weeks. Even sometime, 1 week, sometime, you go back. You go, master that is a strong man that did it. So because of that,
You will need a stronger man. That is stronger than the work that a strong man have done with his ammunition to destroy and unwind those works that have been done on your inside. And the beginning of making you strong is that you have an amount of knowledge. Or you have increased in proportion of strength commensurate to what has been done on your inside. And knowledge does not stop in what you only hear in church. That's the reason why after you have admit in church, one good you will do yourself, not me, is that you should be like a Berean Christian. That what they have heard, they will go back home and go and serve the scripture, listen to that message to see to that the thing that have been taught is indeed true. Because while you hear a message in church, oftentimes you are just doing what they call first hearing. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing is continuous. It's not here. By hearing and hearing. So you need to go back and hear and hear. That's the first thing. Secondly, on that hearing matter, it also means that you cannot do one hearing or you hear sparingly. You are not a hearer that is a bountiful hearer. And you want to have strength that is stronger than the strong man. For there's an amount of strength you need to overcome anger. Depending on how long you have used anger as a way of life. So there's an amount of strength. And that strength only comes from knowledge. Because without strength, you cannot stop being angry. And that strength does not come in you coming to church on Sunday and hear the message. Another affair, you close your Bible. And you don't go back to hear that message. And go back to previous message and hear and hear. And make hearing a lifestyle. You hear in the morning. You hear in the afternoon. You hear in the night. Because oftentimes when you say you have heard in church, you have not really heard. When you go back to listen to that message, you know that you do not even take 10% of message that was taught. Especially in a very strong New Testament churches. There is a month of knowledge. There's a measure. It's only God that's measuring it. It's not you. That must be available in your heart. Firstly, before commandment will come to you. There's a month of knowledge that must be on your inside before instruction of how to walk will come to you. If that measure of knowledge is not complete, instruction will not come to you. Because everyone knows that if it comes to you, you won't do it. So they will only bring commandments that is commensurate to knowledge that you have to you. They won't bring higher commandment that is higher than what you're doing. Because you know that you may have had knowledge of those things, but you don't have that knowledge in your heart. And until you enter your heart, you don't have strength yet. It's like trying to look for 10 kg of load and give it to a child of 3 years old to carry. So Bible says, for his commandments are not burdensome. And until commandment come on a matter, you can't do it. You don't even know it. They have to command you. What everyone know that you should focus on is that focus in transacting with knowledge. Please, I beg you, our elders, our mommies and daddies, I'm like you. I'm talking to you from my heart. There is temptation that we can easily fall into. Temptation of thinking, I'm on KKK, this young children, that we can easy. It's a temptation that people that have age in the natural are falling into.
And so, oftentimes, we are people that we have grown up with experiences. You have a lot of experience. If you see them now, which Yoruba did also say, that means if a young man or a young person has clothes, he does not have enough rack like the elderly ones. But when it comes to knowing God or knowing Christ, I can be 70 years old, 60 years old, but a boy that is 23 years may have more knowledge of God than me. And now the challenge that I have as I have more age is that based on my age, I've gathered more hardness, habits, more than the younger person. Because more people have offended me in life. More people have done me evil. More people have hurt me in life. That it will be difficult for me to trust and walk in love. So it should mean that I will need more knowledge than the younger generation to be able to deal with my nature, my habits. That's what you must know. So what does this mean to you? That means if the younger people are listening to message 3 times, you may need to listen to message 5 to 7 times if you're going to change. If you're not deliberate about this, you will only be hearing. You won't have commandments to be able to obey God. You see, I've seen it. I've seen as a pastor, and Bible also confirm it. Every people that Paul charged Timothy to correct, he taught them they are people of age. He mentioned widows. They are not young widows. But widows and aged women, that they say they grow thick skin. This thick skin is not physical skin. It's the thick skin around their soul that they will not let to resist. So you will find, because Paul is an apostle, he was instructing a bishop on how to help the elderly ones amidst them. So that they will be able to change the same way a younger person changed. Because oftentimes, elderly people, for the time, the kind of pressure, I can put a little pressure on this young man. I can't do the same thing with you, man. Because I will consider that you have age, and Bible say, deal with the aged as what you deal with them, you honor them, the gray hair. So there are certain things that I will not be able to do, that I can do for this young man, that I won't be able to do, because Bible order restrain me not to do it. So it shows that you have to be personally be willing. A lot of help that I can give to either, I'm able to give to you. I may invite you to my house and tell you to come and stay with me and keep you under surveillance. I can't do that. But the elder need much more knowledge because of his age. Firstly, God will give him long life, but even the amount of years, yes, it's still limited, because if they give you long life and they give this young man long life, you are already 50 or 48. If they even give you extra 40 years and they give him into his age, he will still have more time to acquire knowledge than us that we are becoming older. So he shows that I must now become very intentional when he comes to me. I gather in, because there's an amount of knowledge I need for me to start finding commandments, instructions to do. It is not wise, neither is it wisdom, for you. I know this may take you away not to hear God's word when you travel, but it is not right, it's not wise for you to miss a meeting, because each meeting is a download of a month of knowledge. And I told you, you are not the one that determines a month you can take. Because sometimes you wake up, you are tired in your body. And you come to church, you are just tired. Maybe something happened and you are tired. Because you are tired in your body, there's every likelihood that depending on how much God has able to put your body under, which I'm not the one that will tell me that, it will also be you. And how much of you just please, because the more you can put your body under, your mind does not veer off. Some people, They can't stay and their mind will not veer off. At every 15 minutes, their mind veer off. Because they have not trained their mind through obedience to God. Because you can put a giddy on your mind. When the mind is going up, like a cow, like a ram, like a goat, you pull back. Yes, we are then in 1 Peter chapter 1. Guide up the loins of your mind. So you can put giddy on the loins of your heart. So that your heart does not drift away. So you can come for a meeting. Each time you come for a meeting, you don't receive in the same measure. You don't receive the same measure. Measure varies. Because the measure you receive is the measure you met out. Sometimes we come to church. When we are coming to church, because maybe you had an argument with your wife, or you have so amount of joy inside your heart. Because there are things that determine how you measure all of yourself. There are different things that determine each meeting. In every meeting, you can come to a meeting and all what you're able to take in that meeting is just 2%. I'm not even going to determine that. And it's not only God that determines that. It's oftentimes you. Oh, Jesus Christ, just like I came to take Kennedy again. He took Kennedy again. Again, when again finished, again used to go to churches. They come and meet in doors before he started Bible school. Is that if you tend to come to your church, it does not take any meeting that is less than 3 weeks. It will be in your church for 3 weeks. Because he said he was a teacher of faith and prayer. So he said that major miracle of people standing from wheelchairs, miracle of people receiving healing from cancer, major healing of God healing kidney problem does not start happening until the end of second week of teaching morning and night for 2 weeks. He said, you need to build people's faith. Yes, but the power to heal the cancer has been there from the beginning. Mm. Because people take bit by bit, people take small to make sure the volume that can deal with cancer is available for that person. Yes, the day that Eggie starts ministering, there's a power to heal the cancer. But the man that has cancer, yeah, he's under pain. So when you are preaching this thing, it will just be, it's in pain. That's for often time. You don't wait until a sickness afflicts you before you build up your faith. One of the things you do to yourself, you should labor in knowledge and make sure you have this in reservoir. I'm telling you wisdom. This is how you live a glorious life. The wisdom of the Spirit is that you labor. Because a man is in pain. He needs to be on that help. For, he can say, sometimes it's on Friday of the second week. Some people, it's on the third week that they can start finding faith to rise up from their sick bed. Because when they come to the meeting, they lie that they are on stretchers. But every day, they will bring it in the morning, they bring it in the night. He teaches on prayer in the morning and teach on faith in the night. And they will bring them to church. It's a massive. So they give space in the front and just put them on their stretchers. He said, over teaching for church. He said, I have never seen anybody standing up on their wheelchair in the first week. He said, it's on the second week or third week that they started calling that. But the power to heal them was available for the first week. But why? The heart does not have the measure of faith that can deal with that infirmity or that disease. The faith you need to heal Eddie. Is there for the faith you need to heal a man that has typhoid fever? Any sickness that make me to lie down the bed, I will take my drug. If I believe God, eventually the thing that crumble on the bed, I can't stand up again. I will take my medicine. It showed that what is affecting me at that time, I don't have enough faith to deal with this. Because the thing should not put me on my bed and I'm saying, I believe God on my bed. I'm shaking. I'm believing. No. Because if you have faith should be able to resist it on falling you on the bed. One thing I can do, when I'm taking my medicine, I can be reading Bible and making confession. So instead of it taking me 2 weeks to recover, I can recover within 3 days. Because his word is medicine and health to my bones and my flesh. But really, really, what God wants you to do is to grow my faith that even when chicken pox, there's a pandemic of chicken pox. And I treat people that have chicken pox
I will not be affected because I've acquired enough knowledge that is higher than that virus of chicken pox.
There's a man, he was sent by the apostolic faith. He went to South Africa for mission work. John G. Lake is his name. John G. Lake told them to take the virus of Ebola and put it on his palm. Immediately he landed on it, the virus died. Just land on his skin, the thing died. Because he has something on his inside that was higher than what was coming. If you try it, you will find yourself in quarantine rooms. If you ever survive it. If you are in quarantine, if you survive it. So what am I saying? You say, just as it was for natural disease and sickness, that you need a month of faith. And what is faith? Faith is the knowledge of the word available to your soul. Likewise are issues of your infirmities. That's why you become born again. When you become born again, it's until you stop immediately. But I dealt with a man in London. I was in London for that mission for 3 years. He came from Germany and he was driving truck. And they drive truck all night. So he was a chain smoker. So when he came to London and somebody invited him to the fellowship. So anytime I'm preaching, he will say he's going to the toilet, but he wants to go and smoke. He can hardly do. You know, sometimes you preach for 3 hours. He can't do without having two smoke within that 3 hours space. They don't change him that he's still smoking. I said, oh boy, this thing is in your bloodstream. And the thing is not just, it's not just an habit now. There's not evil spirits that is now powering this habit. Because it's a practice that you've done. And you have opened a door to an evil spirit that's monitoring it. So I told him, I said, no problem. Just keep coming with you. I said, there's a amount of knowledge you need. So I kept on teaching him. Even when winter is cold and dark, he will drag himself. Do you know how the Lord saved him? You know, the way the Lord worked deliverance is not the way you think. This is a man that has been spoken all his life. He had this cough. So he's coughing and smoking. Smoking and coughing. When he's in a meeting like this, at the time he says he's not going to come to a meeting because he was coughing. I said, come. Because stay in your house will not make it stop. Come with your cough. Just cover your mouth and come. So he kept on coming. He was alone that he started going to hospital for treatment of his cough. He was in that season gradually because the cough was stopping that. Imagine when you want to take the smoke. By the time you start to get, that's when the cough comes in. So the time you want to take the smoke is when the cough comes out. So eventually he could not have it and take it in. That thing can happen. So he abandoned it, thinking he's going to come back after he got it. So he was in that cough. That cough lingered for like 8 months. So he couldn't take it. By the time he was okay, he stopped taking it. So heaven know how to treat that thing by himself. So heaven just wanted to have his strength. So you must know that you cannot hear this message for 2 years and conclude this thing is not changing me. What are you looking for change for? Those that you looking for change for, did it climb into you 2 years? Have you heard and acquire the amount of knowledge that Holy Ghost need to start his work? Yes, sir. Because Holy Ghost does not work in isolation. Yes, sir. That would say, is there a fire without a wood? That's a question. It's a question. It's not that there must be wood before there be a fire. Yes, sir. So Holy Ghost does not work in isolation. There must be things available that Holy Ghost will work upon. And one of the things the Holy Ghost used to work upon transformation and change of nature, habits, is knowledge. Because knowledge is strength. Yes, because for somebody to get somebody to try to make you angry and you stop angry because you have inner strength to stop that thing.
And the thing that is responsible for your strength is knowledge. So, and I've said something that hearing me now does not mean you have the knowledge. Right? What I'm saying, only what you can take out of it may only be 2% based on you. That's what the Bible says. Be careful how you hear. That's how they started the statement. For in the same measure you meted out shall be measured back to you. They're talking about you hearing. So you say, how you hear, say, beware of how you hear, not what. There's different thing about what you hear. It's what you are hearing. Does that power to change you? That's another thing. So definitely there's first thing, what are you hearing? You want to check it if it's accurate, if you have potential to change you. Then after you know what are you hearing, is it accurate? Is it the gospel of Christ? Then second question you ask yourself, how am I hearing? Then what is the question of how am I hearing? How am I measuring out to receive? Take it therefore, how you hear? Semicolon. That will explain that statement. And he said unto them, take it what you hear, for with what measure you met. That means, so you are the one that will come out with your Congo of what you want to measure. You are the one that will come with your container that you want to cool to you to measure. And your container is your heart. When you come for meeting, this is where responsibility comes for your thing. If you come to meeting, you are troubled already. Maybe you are troubled. It happens with a minister and anybody else also. If you are troubled about paying children's school fees and you are preoccupied your mind. If you are troubled with, maybe you're a lady, you're already 35, there's no husband, no guy is coming from you, you are troubled with it. Or you are married for 5 years and you are not pregnant. If those things occupy 50% of your heart, or 7% of your heart, you show that the available space at that season is 20% or 30%. And there's something you cannot, may not even able to even give that 25% out to measure. Because, so they say, take it or what you hear and how you hear. For in the proportion you met out, will be measured back to you. Nobody go to market with 25 liter cake and he meets the woman that is selling palm oil and say, Mama, I want 50 liter in this 25 liter. And Mama saying, Oga, this 25 liter can't buy me this. I say, Mama, I want this here. They will look at you and ask you, is this called again? I want it.
Pay your money first.
Can you pay us money? Are you paying them the money? And you say, I want this 25 liter. They will give you the 50 liter cake. And they help you look for vernal on top of it. I say, quit pouring by yourself. And when you are pouring and the thing is pouring out, everybody in the market will stay and know something is wrong with this person. That is also how you are in the spirit. When you want change on the matter, but you have not invested to make sure you have knowledge that surpasses what you are looking for change for. They have not done that investment on yourself. What made me, what made who I am, is Sunday school and Bible study. If you want to be a man of the world, established, sound, you must never play with supernatural clinic, Sunday school, and Bible study. And it is on that thing, because that thing allows you to be able to take much. You're able to take so much. Because it's systematic. You can easily follow the thought, sequential. Because why? You must know it. See, these are wisdom for our growth and development in the spirit. So, you must know this, that that knowledge is very important, and that, firstly, if Nana come to a meeting, both our mothers, our elders, or the younger ones, if you are coming to a meeting, and you know that there are matters that are troubling you, you have a right to go to the Lord in prayer hours before to wake up, or even days before, and start dealing with your heart to cast that burden away from you. You have right to war a good warfare to make sure that you cast out things that have occupied how much you can take, and pray yourself to become Libra, because it's a Libra soul that they will make fat. You can't come to God's presence and you're not Libra. Because it's a Libra soul that they will make fat. But When you are not liberal, they will only give you what is lean. What is lean? Lean meat. This, I just explained now. I can't do it for you. That's where you have to take personal responsibility. Because you want to put, you want to put your mind and your heart in a state to matter more to God. And God can matter more back to you. You know, some people, they are blessed. They are able to sleep. It's a blessing. Because it's God that gives the Lord sweet sleep. Some people, until they have slept 8 hours, they have not slept. And we have some of us that you can't even sleep 2 hours at a stretch. It's good for you to sleep. Sleep is good. He gives you the best sleep. It's a good thing. But we must trust the Lord. Paul said, all things are lawful. It's a law that is working in your body to sleep. It's law. It's lawful. It's not a sin to sleep. He said, but I will not be brought under the power of any, including sleep and food. Food is good for the body. But when you are brought under the power of food, they say you have become a glutton. When you are brought under the power of sleep, you know, it will not be right for you to come to church after you have your money and you are sleeping. You will know that that is not God. I don't know what you think about it. That's me. Well, how can I carry myself and I come to church to hear God and I'm sleeping? I will know that Satan wants to do me again. You do me, feeling from the house and want to do me again before God's presence. Ah! Over shame, oh shame, shame, to shame the church. So I'm trying to say is that you must learn that when you have infirmity, you must know some things are infirmities. I got to know when I became an American, one thing I knew I have infirmity is to eat a lot. I tell people, when I was in primary school, I used to eat 6-7 lap of fufu amala. I know some of you can't believe it. But that's half I eat. But now I can't even eat 2 that I finish. After 1 half. 1. I'm full. But I didn't even know. I didn't even know that God wanted to deal with me on the matter. But I used to eat. But when I became born again, I didn't know that that infirmity would cheat me. So I was living like that. I was still doing that. I was born again. But a lot of habits did not drop in my life. A lot of habits couldn't drop in my life. Then I met this brother. He was my disciple. He was one of the disciples that took me. And he's a prayer warrior. Imagine a person that life like me. And now tell me to come and do fasting of 3 days. Doing fasting. Tell me to lead prayer. You are fasting, you are weak. And now tell you to come and lead prayer with night vigil. Yes. You get those days, we do night vigil of 40 days every night, back to back. It was not enough that changed me. The first thing that the hold of some of those habits were my too much eating. Because when you like too much food, you will lie. They had to raise bracken to put in that process. But those things gradually, it was, I didn't know. Yeah, it has passed. I thought if you come again, the way I used to eat, I was not eating like that anymore. Closely. I wanted to go back. Sometimes I will see food. I want to eat like that. I will be so miserable after I finish eating little. I will not be able to sleep. I will be tossing because my stomach was shrunk through that process. And that time, I noticed one thing. A lot of habits I was struggling with, they drop. So I now knew that some habits are connected to some things. So some of the habits I was dealing with, some of the habits that was living, they were highly connected. For example, look at it. Every nation that has suffered problem, they enter into homosexuality. Yes, sir. Every nation that food is not their problem, they enter into terrible vices. Because when you are full, it's when you think that you don't want to sleep with human being again. It's animal you want to sleep with now. No man that is hungry. They only have one food. Have you seen that he's only eating once in a day and he's doing fornication and adultery? That to eat once in a day is a problem. But you see carrying women up and down and sleeping around. It can't happen. Because there's no entire energy. It's hard to that is not how to carry women. So oftentimes, some habits and natures are rooted in some things that are pleasure for the soul. That's why you may feel that my problem is this anger. And God know that, yes, you have anger issues. You are restless. Some people, their problem is restlessness. Some people, they are restless. I used to be like that too. That's one of my problems. I used to be, people can't believe it. I used to be so restless. I can't sit at home. I must go and play football. If there's something to do, I will create my play. We must create play. Why should not play? We must create play. Play. I come just everywhere, just quiet and
No.
But most of those habits, they drop when everyone began to deal with the food issue. That was an habit in me. So I saw that my restlessness was connected to my eating pattern. That's why when you see that Colossian that we are reading, what Paul has that church that the Lord will grant unto you to be filled with the knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. Say feed. Look at that. What does that mean to you? Feed. To be filled. Not to be feed mean that when you say you feed something, please can you hear me, feed that cup? You don't say you fill a cup when you take a cup and you put 20% in that cup. Have you filled it? It's an English word. When you take a cup, a bowl, and you fill it 30%, have you filled it? What is the English word? What you have done to it? No. What if you put 30% to it? What have you done to it? You have only poor, but not fee. So they are saying that the thing you need to be able to please God, if what you desire to please God, you have to be filled with the knowledge of his will. So you cannot be 20% fee and you want to please him. You can't work. You cannot be 30% content and you say you want to please him. It cannot work. What will happen is that you become frustrated. Because you will think that I'm making efforts, but it is not adding up. I'm talking about what causes frustration for those who come to this thing, but they're not consistent. Some people are not consistent. They hear, they take holiday. They are not consistent in acquiring knowledge. Be filled with the knowledge of his will. You see, have knowledge, or when knowledge is not complete, it's not full yet. When a knowledge is not complete, it's not full, you will not have the full picture of a thing. So you need to be filled for certain level of things to dawn on you, or for you to have realization, for you to come to a place of realization of it. Because I've had to deal with issue of people say, I'm not changing. So I kept on waiting my last. I need to address it so that people can really know how you change. Change is not magic. What you are today is not magic, it's a process of time. And what must you do if you want change? What must you do? How do you engage change and transformation? So you must be filled with the knowledge of the wisdom. And when you hear on a matter, when you hear, you need amount of to be filled. Because until you are filled, certain things can't dawn on you. Because imagine the will as intelligence. Let's see the will as intelligence. Intelligence is called intel. In the world of security and protection, they call it intelligence intel. And they gather intel. You can't go to one weakness and gather all the intel. There will be something that gets missing. So oftentimes, that's why beyond eyewitnesses, based on forensic crime sites, they also gather intel there. And so they put both intel they can gather from by forensic and also by eyewitnesses and see if they collaborate. Because by the time the person sees something and one of the hair fall off, They collect the blood sample. They test it. If someone says, I saw him. By the time they test the blood sample, this man is AA. But the blood sample on the criminal side is SS. He has made that case invalid. The blood sample we find there, the only thing we say that there must have been another accomplice that accomplished that crime. Maybe this one was not maybe the another person. So likewise is knowledge of the will of God. If you know the will of God, you are not filled with it. If you just have a measure of it, you cannot base a work on what is you are not full of. And you want change and results. It's like a person that only gather 60% or 40% intel from a crime site and he bring it before the judge to pass a verdict on the case. There are people that they send to prison. 19 years, 20 years, lifetime. Then, by reason of advanced technology, they go back to go and examine those case files and find out that those case files were lies. The person have served 25 years in prison. 38 years of his life have been gone. Some of them were boys, young boys. A person that had racism saw them and tell them that they want to commit a crime. 30 years in prison. Likewise, it's in the spirit also to the soul. When the soul is not filled with the knowledge of God's will, it does not feel with the knowledge of what please God on a matter. And he wants to walk. Some of people want to find instruction, want to find commandment, but they are not filled yet with the knowledge of his will. And it's not that the knowledge of his will is not available. It's being taught in every meeting. But they do not have what they measure out to receive. It's limited because of all that things. Look at talk about when we talk about the parable of the sower, things that were sown in the midst of tongue. Every farmer wants to make sure his farmland, what he yield this year, is smaller than what you yield next year. You don't want your fruit to be brought the same thing every year. So God will expect more fruitfulness from you next year. If God will expect more fruitfulness from you next year, it shows some of these certain things you need to look into them. So you will see that I must do everything to make sure, according to that parable, the tongue and teeth too grew in the land. They were different from the two conditions that affected what happened to the tree. One was a bird that came to steal away because there's no understanding. The other second condition was because of stone and rock under the bed, the roots got there and could not continue to take water and dry up. Then the last one is that the seed fell amidst thorns. And he said, thorns are these two are cares for other things. Or I just say, lust for other things. Mark 4, put it. Love for other things, cares for other things, or deceitfulness of riches. Riches there is not money. Alone. Different thing made up riches to every man. Money may be a rich to a man. Another person, money may not be a riches to him. Sometimes some people, riches to them is, Yoruba will say, any last of me. Some people, their riches is their people that they have around them. So we can see that riches, these are things that are available in the heart that could not make this thing that was so in the heart. It began to grow, but it was choked. Adverse state of the heart that will not allow prosperity of the will of God in a man's life. I'm thinking about the kingdom. Because when kingdom come, will must be done. If you don't know how to manage the will, you can't receive the kingdom. So I say, in this manner you should pray. Our Father, will never be the name. Thy kingdom come. Then what? Thy will be done. So what I'm teaching this day is that when you say a man has received the kingdom, is when he's doing the will. So when you want a people to receive the kingdom, what you should pay priority to, what you should labor as a means of the New Testament is that teach them how to comprehend the will of God, like Paul was laboring in Ephesians chapter 5. That the Lord will gather that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are full of evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, eh? Understand this. What the will of God is, you must understand. What the will of God is for you now. It's not what the will of God was. It's not what the will of God was. Because what the will of God was 3 months ago about you, it's not the same thing what the will of God is now. What the will of God is that you have to walk with, that will prove that you're not a fool, that you're wise. And it's a month of alignment with the will of God that determines the kingdom you receive. What's the kingdom? I'm already in capacity. You can reign. You can reign over sin. You can reign over death. You can reign over corruption. So your reign is connected to understanding the will of God, and it's highly connected to how wise you are. So this is what I'm teaching, that I've been labeling, is for you to become wise. Is for you to become wise. Satan don't care us doing revelation for another 50 years, 100 years. Satan don't care. Ask me, what is the problem with Satan? It's a people that can finish the way. Your Christ was upon the earth. Your Christ was living his life, man. He said, my meat is to do the way who has sent me and finish it. And he finished the will of God. See, I was saying to me, I want to receive the kingdom, because the kingdom is connected to the way. The more you understand what the will of the Lord is, and the more you have knowledge of that will, the more you know it and it dawn on you, the more strong you are to do it. And the more you are doing it, the more you are receiving the kingdom. Because that was how they ended Hebrew chapter 12. How did they end? Hebrew chapter 12 was talking about the Son of God that is speaking from Mount Zion. And I said, as he speak on earth, and they that hear him say the word should not be spoken unto them. Paul was telling the Hebrew church, you also, what the children of Israel did in Sinai, that they don't want to hear the voice. You also, Hebrew church, you, Hebrew church, the same thing that you are complaining that Israel did in the wilderness. You already started doing also the same thing. You are already becoming a door of hearing. Door of hearing is not door. That people come and say, can you finish the message faster? Sometimes door of hearing might be when you come to church, what you can take. So, to finish the will of God, the way it is, the amount of the will that you can finish, that the tiny amount of the kingdom you can receive. So Paul was saying, Hebrew church, he said, the same thing that happened to the Jew of Israel that came to Sinai, and they refused him that is speaking on earth. You are doing the same to the Son of God that is speaking in heaven. You are doing it. He said, you are becoming door of hearing. Door of hearing is not that they are not coming to church meeting. Door of hearing is that when they come to church meeting, there are cares of other things in their heart that choke what they are hearing. And when they are not hearing, what they used to measure to take, they could not take much because they are not ready for buffet. They are feed their stomach with other things. Hebrew church arrived at the place that the will of God was available. But that church, they are dull of hearing. And dull of hearing, they are coming to a meeting. But what they take out of that meeting was too little. They could not measure much out. And they need to be able to receive the knowledge of the will very well. Because Paul attached why they are hearing. He said, today we hear his voice. He attached their hearing to the last 3 verses of Hebrews chapter 12. He said, it's we receiving a kingdom. We receiving a kingdom. When it comes to kingdom matter, it's not that you receive instantly. We receiving a kingdom. We receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, or we cannot be shaken. We receive a kingdom that endure. We receive a dominion. God wants to give you a dominion. It is not a new project. It's a project that God had in mind when he created man. Let us make man in our image, after likeness, and let him have dominion. Dominion mandate as being the habit of God when you are made. But dominion mandate cannot be implemented in your soul without you understanding what the will of the Lord is. And you cannot understand what the will of the Lord is until you are filled with the knowledge of the will of God. It's in being filled with the knowledge of the will of God that you come into understanding what you are filled with. Being filled with the knowledge, come before understanding it. And if you don't have capacity to met out, to be able to take your infilling, it shows that your understanding of what the will of God is will also be prolonged. Because you need to have the knowledge of the will of God first. Then for understanding of what that will of the Lord can come to you. So if I don't have a month of knowledge of the will of God I'm supposed to have, because I'm just saying, I have other matter that I feel is more important to me. I feel that there are more pertinent issues. There are more important issues in my life. If you feel that there are other matters that we should attend to than the kingdom, we may not say it open mouth, but our attitude will show it. Our commitment will show it. Our sacrifice will show it. Price, what we are, price that we are paying will show it. Because God cannot be mocked, my brothers. He will show it. I have never seen a man that has the kingdom and is stranded. I thought the kingdom as governments. When everybody wants to join a party that is in government, everybody wants to be where the government is. Because you know that wherever the government is, there are goodies there. That's why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to me. The goodies to those who are in government comes. Whenever they are divine, they are sharing souvenir. Likewise also, the kingdom of God. No man should preoccupy himself with any other thing. Now, if you are not preoccupying yourself with the issue of the kingdom, and to show that you are preoccupied yourself with the issue of the kingdom, is that you are being filled with knowledge of what's we. If you see the Father now, and you see the Son of God, when you approach the Son of God, and ask the Father, what do you want? You say, I want the kingdom. I want the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. What the Father wants, the Father wants the Son to deliver the kingdom to him. Because the Father has handed over the kingdom to the Son. For the Son to use the kingdom to use to reign. And our subjects. And now bring back the kingdom back to him. And that is the hope that we should have in this life. If we have any other hope, we are miserable people. What is the concern of the Father? I will say that, you know, God has a dream. God has desire. God has wants. God has lack. And God wants men to be the one to survive his lack. 1 Corinthians 15. If in this life only we have hope, what is hope? Expectation.
Yes, sir.
What is hope? Desires. If all our hope in this is only this war, he said we are most men what? Miserable. What is miserable condition? What's miserable? Pathetic. He's a very pathetic human being. But now, Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam, all died. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So first hope is for you to be made alive. The first hope that you strive to is to be made alive. And how do I make alive? They make you alive by obeying the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Which is called the doctrine of Christ. They make you alive. Then when you are alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, after all, they that are Christ at his coming. So Christ here, at Christ coming, at Christ appearing, at the appearance of the Son of God, he wants to meet people that are Christ. That's the least expectation. He wants to have the company of they that are Christ. And these that are Christ are they that are crucified the flesh. You are not Christ if you are not crucified the flesh. You are not Christ because you became born again and speaking in tongue. You are only Christ in your spirit. But you're not Christ in your body. You're not Christ in your soul. And your body and your soul is the domain that flesh has taken over. And they want to go. They want to crucify flesh. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. That's the word we must fulfill for you to say, they that are Christ. They that are Christ. Also, you find the same thing in Romans chapter 8. Romans 8:9. Want to go, everybody? If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that will quicken me, alive. Alive to your mortal body. Your body, say my mortal body. Put your body, say my mortal body. Say that again. Say my mortal body. Flesh must not run it. Say my soul. Flesh must not run it. So when I deal with flesh in my body, when I deal with flesh in my soul, then you say, they that are Christ. So they that are Christ is who Christ, Jesus, I want to meet at his coming, that means at his appearance. In the season of the ministration of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he wants to see the churches, they that are Christ. When they look at Lord, see, they want to see that we are Christ. What do you say you die to? To the flesh, Galatians 5. They that are Christ are crucified. The flesh, not just the flesh. They now qualify what they are qualified with the flesh. With the affections and the lust. So when, before you can say, I'm Christ, I feel crucified the flesh with its affection. I feel crucified the flesh with its lusts. These are the things that qualify you to say you are Christ. That Romans chapter 8 now was not teaching. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. The spirit of God is dwelling, it's not Holy Ghost dwelling in you. Yeah, he's talking about the law of God dwelling in your soul and the law of God dwelling in your body. That spirit, there's law. You see it. Any man, I know the spirit of Christ is none of his. I mean, they that are Christ. So you are not Christ. You are born again, but you are not of Christ. If any man have not the spirit of Christ. So he started with the spirit of God and the spirit of Christ. If any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if a man be in Christ. Before you can be in Christ, something must have happened to your body. The body is dead because of sin. But the spirit of life, which is the spirit of Christ. And the spirit of life is what? It's law. Because the law or the spirit of life in Christ Jesus are made me free from the law of sin and death. So the spirit of Christ is the spirit of life. And the spirit of life is the law of Christ in your body and in your soul. So if the spirit of Christ is not in you, or the spirit of life is not in you, then you are not Christ yet. You are Christ in your spirit. But that same law that framed your spirit have not yet framed your soul. That same law have not yet framed your body. So that must be our state, our condition. At Christ's coming. This coming is not second coming. This coming is coming to the midst of the church. So when he comes to our midst and walking amidst us, he wants to see men that are Christ. Men that are crucified the flesh with his affection and with the flesh is lost. And when they have crucified what is in them, then they crucify what is in them and they have received his own spirits, which is now their new affection and their new love. So if he crucify one, he quicken another one. You must have something. So if he crucify the flesh with his affection and his love, then he will quicken or make alive Christ with his affection and with his own love. So he put to death one, he resurrected another one. So this is the state we must be at his coming. When he comes to us. At his coming is when the Son of God comes to minister to us. This is the state we must be. This is the state we must be. This is the state we must be. If we are not like this, we are not yet Christ. Then we will not enjoy the second ministry, which Romans started talking about, this First Corinthians. So people that are Christ are those ones that are qualified to receive the kingdom. But every man is no other. Christ the first fruit. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. So his coming is the bringing of the kingdom. So that's at his coming. Then come at the end. At his coming, the Son is coming. He's appearing with a ministry. But that ministry is the ministry to give the kingdom. Because when he gives the kingdom, he must reap back the sons of the kingdom at the end. At the end of his coming, when he has finished his coming, at the end, he must have arrived a people that he can take them together with himself and deliver back to the Father. So the people that he's going to deliver to the Father are people that have fully received the kingdom. When the ministry of the Son of God is starting, he wants to have in the church souls that are Christ. They that are Christ in the churches. Because if you are not Christ, they can't sow the seed of the word of the kingdom to you. You will corrupt the kingdom. This is Ephesians chapter 5, put it. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 1 to 4. Look at it. Be therefore full of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also have loved us. And are giving himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for his sweet smelling savor. Then verse 4. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be one's name among you as becoming saints. Neither fitness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Verse 5. For this you know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, see, before you will be able to come to this thing, they must have dealt with uncleanness inside of you. Nor unclean person, eh? Nor covetous man, who is another letter, art, any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. You see that they that are Christ are the ones that are qualified for inheritance of the kingdom. If you are not Christ, they won't give you inheritance of the kingdom. So they use Christ to train you and prepare you to take inheritance of the kingdom. So no man with the fleshly affection and fleshly lust qualify to take the kingdom. So if they are preparing the kingdom for you, they first of all address your condition of uncleanness, warmonger, fornication, and fleshly affections and his law. They will take it away to make you ready for inheritance in the kingdom. Inheritance of the kingdom is not going to heaven. It's inheritance. Nobody gives inheritance to one that is dead. If you go to heaven, you don't need inheritance in heaven. You need inheritance here. So they that are Christ are those who they have dealt with all the fleshy affection and lust. So they are, that's when, and now instead of fleshy affection and lust, they now have the spirit of Christ in them. They were made alive or quickened according to 1 Corinthians 15. And now they have the spirit of Christ with the spirit of life in them. And the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is the law of life in Christ Jesus. Those are things that qualify them to be Christ. At his coming, at his appearing. When the Son of God is appearing, you want to see those people. And the essence of that in that Corinthian, after our day that Christ, then come at the end. So between his coming, there's an end in view. So they set two posts, his coming and the end. Between his coming and the end, a work must be done. So you have to bridge the gap. You have to close that gap. That gap of closing that gap, they say what you are going to be doing when you want to close that gap is inheriting. When it's coming with the kingdom, you're supposed to be inheriting because it's inheritance. For no woman, unclean person, an adulterer, who is a fornicator, have any inheritance. So what you're supposed to be doing at his coming is that you're supposed to be taking your inheritance. Because you take your inheritance gradually. That by the time you arrive at the end, you have fully take all the inheritance. And having all the inheritance is having the kingdom. Having all the inheritance is having the kingdom. It's not easy to teach the kingdom. People teach kingdom advance, but they are just teaching brain. You need the help of the epistle to teach the kingdom. We're teaching them. We're teaching it for 3 years and a half. So Paul called this thing that he wrote in this first and 15 in Hebrews 12. He said, we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be removed, or we're receiving inheritance of the kingdom which cannot be shaken. So when the Son of God comes to a church or he appears, he comes with a ministry, he sits down, what is given out are inheritance. Then Peter called that inheritance. He called it inheritance. Incorruptible, undefiled, unfading away. So those are the inheritances. You are receiving incorruptible. You are receiving undefiledness. You are receiving unfading away. Call it the ministry of mediator. That you receive what the mediator has brought. So another for mediator is that what the kingdom, the Son of God has brought. Corinthians 15. Then come at the end. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. So when you hear the kingdom to God, don't think it's a one particular thing. The kingdom are a people. The kingdom are the people that have received the kingdom that is going to deliver to God. Why do I know? You will see the clause they put there. You see, it is not the people that are subject of the kingdom. Then he himself will also come under. Then come at the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. When he shall put down all rule, all authority, and power. These three things that they mention here is also the promise of the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13. These three things. He showed that the spirit of Antichrist is also raising kingdom. Next year will be a great year of breakthrough in understanding in this church. I want to be ready for explosion in teaching. You will so be empowered that nothing will be able to hold you down. So take your inheritance in God. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. Upon his 10 crown and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. And his feet was as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. 1 Corinthians 15 that we read. So what constitutes the kingdom? So what the beast gave to that man, the beast, he gave you a kingdom. But he did not give that man the kingdom until he was a man of sin. So he made sure he formed the image of sin before he gave you the kingdom. Likewise, what God wants to give to us is the kingdom by forming the image of his son in us. So it's like Satan is doing opposite, counter what God wants. It's called Antichrist. Going against what Christ is doing. You should not be seeking for anything. No. You will never be your person in Jesus' name. If you are not doing the will of God, there's no neutral zone in the spirit. Write it in a bold letter in your diary as you are going to maintain. Say there's no neutral zone.
There's no neutral zone.
Say there's no demilitarized zone.
There's no demilitarized zone.
Everybody does a will.
Everybody does a will.
If you're not doing the will of God, you are either doing the will of the flesh, Gospel of John chapter 1, or you are doing the will of the blood, which we are born, not of the will of blood, not the will of flesh, not of man. This thing is still available for you to do. So any man that's not doing the will of God, if you trace, he's doing one of these things. And this thing is to prepare a man of sin that Satan we can deliver the kingdom to. And you say, me never, I will never be that. The Bible say, woe is a man that put trust in arm of flesh. Yo. Be wise than that. Be wise. Don't let the Satan scam you. I beg you. You see, that's why Papa said, humble yourself with the mighty hand of God. When we are doing with Satan, we have to be humble. We can't be proud around Satan. I got to humble. The way Jesus will deliver the kingdom, he will deliver the power, reign, and authority to God, even the Father. The same way the dragon will deliver power, seat, and great authority to the man that is full of sin. Give me that first commentary. And we saw the end of this being. That this being was caught alive and thrown into lake of fire. Then come at the end. When he shall deliver all the kingdom to God. So the kingdom that is going to deliver to God are sons of the kingdom. Joker spoke about that parable. He spoke about that parable in Matthew 21, 33 to 34. When he talked about that parable of a man that wants to go to a distant country to receive a kingdom. And he gave his vineyard to men that hire it. And he kept on sending his servant to go and receive from that kingdom. But they kept on killing those servants. And eventually, the person that owned the inheritance, the son, he sent the son. So, at the coming of Jesus Christ, you can also kill the son. So, that parable of his coming is what you can taught in that Matthew 21. After Joker finished doing those things, say the Pharisee and the Sadducee and the law and the scribe, they look at Joker and say, are you saying? Because they have said that no woman, a murderer, unclean person, have inheritance in the kingdom. With the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the scribe, where? Because they say, they shall deliver the kingdom. What he was expecting from the those who are hiring are to deliver the kingdom. So he sent his servant to go and receive. What he was doing to receive the thing that have been grown. The thing that have grown. Amen. The kingdom is not a system. No, there is, let me say that, because I don't want to deceive. There's a lot of things that are going on. The kingdom is system. They call this kingdom is 7 mountain. The kingdom is not 7 mountain. No. The kingdom, amen. They call them the sons of the kingdom. The kingdom that the son will deliver to God the Father. Amen. But these men are men that have fully received the kingdom. And they have become the kingdom. They are the men that the son will deliver to God, the Father. Because what those men that he gave them hireling to nurture that thing,
There's a statement you keep repeating and say, they said they will not let this man rule over them. Numbers 21. That's the clause. We will not allow him to rule over us. Neither are we going to allow his son. He said, this is the heir. But we're not allowing him. Let us take him and kill him. You will never be in that company. Yes. But you'll be among the company of the kingdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You obtain mercy.
Amen.
Let me pray the prayer that Paul prayed for Hebrew church in that Hebrew 11. He says, see, we are receiving a kingdom. We're receiving inheritance of the kingdom, which cannot be moved. He said, let us have fear. I pray for you. The fear you need. The fear that your soul needs. So that you don't miss out from the inheritance of the kingdom. I pray you will submit only to what sort of fear in your heart in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Not only fear. He also says, let us have grace. I also pray for you that you will have grace.
Yeah.
Have grace to serve God.
Yeah.
What is serving God? Have grace to do the will of God.
Yeah.
Serving God is doing the will of God.
Yes, sir.
I pray for you that you have grace.
Yeah.
Find grace
yeah.
to serve the will of God.
Yeah.
You will not be a bankrupt on what the will of God is.
Yeah.
I pray for you. Let your soul find grace.
Yeah.
And serve God acceptably.
Yeah.
Every service that you have been doing that is not acceptable to God, I pray this day, they will make it to be wise in understanding what the will of God is.
Amen.
You will not do shabba shabba.
Amen.
You won't do shege shege.
Amen.
You know, when you see a person that is just doing anyhow, in the time when they want to give the kingdom, like Esau did, though he came later, with bitter crying, an opportunity for repentance so that he want to take inheritance back. The Bible says, for they were, could not find time because of what? Because of fornication. What is fornication? And he was interested in other things instead of it to be preoccupied with the kingdom. I pray that you will find grace
yeah.
to know what the will of the Lord is.
Yeah.
The will of God that commensurates into how you walk. You will walk circumspectly
yeah.
as wise,
yeah.
understanding
yeah.
what the will of the Lord is.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Is this Hebrew chapter 12 that they're talking about this in the kingdom? The moment he saw. I didn't know. It's not like this, it's what Esau lost was the kingdom.
Yeah.
And what Israel got was the kingdom.
Yeah.
A type. The Bible says, let there be any of fornicator, like the fish of fornicator, who is a monger, have any inheritance. Or profane person is unclean person. Profane is unclean. When you read Ezekiel, it will separate between profane and clean. Who for one mozzet of meat, so is better. Every transaction you are engaging in, that is cheating you of the kingdom, the Lord will open your eyes to those things. Every satanic scam, to take kingdom from you by giving you morsel of bread.
Oh.
I pray understanding will be given unto you.
Yeah.
That understanding, Lord, called Jesus.
Yeah.
That wisdom, Lord, called Jesus.
Yeah.
For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he sought no place of repentance, though he sought it with carefully with tears. I pray for you that you find grace
Amen.
To serve God
Amen.
Acceptably
Amen.
With fear
Amen.
And godly reference.
Amen.
I say you have honor,
Amen.
Regard
Amen.
For the kingdom
Amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
You will not exalt marriage than kingdom. Oh.
Amen.
You're not going to exalt babies than kingdom, oh.
Yeah.
You
not go exalt job and business than the kingdom, oh.
Yeah.
You exalt your career than the kingdom, oh.
Yeah.
When you're looking for money, you must be looking for money like this. When it comes to the kingdom, your career for head. God will make you a billionaire. But when it comes to money, matasin, you will like it. But when it comes to the kingdom, wagbe sorry. That's your preoccupation.
Yeah.
When you are doing your earthly vocation to make money. I pray for you. That will be how you see these things.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I pray as we are rounding up the year.
Yes,
I pray God will accelerate your work in the spirit.
Yeah.
And give grace to you.
Yeah.
Everywhere you are suffering losses. Because you are distracted. And overwhelmed by pressing matters. That does not count in eternity. I pray God will show you mercy.
Yeah.
Because there's still room for repentance now.
Yeah.
You will find room for repentance.
Yeah.
You find grace for change.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It is well with your body.
Yeah.
Well with your businesses.
Yeah.
Well with your soul.
Yeah.
Well with your marriages.
Yeah.
Well with your life.
Yeah.
I pray for you that help has come for you.
Yeah.
Grace has come for you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Sidago penduji heart offende. Zibo kaplipino siphendi kalashu patania. Enter, 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 enter. My cry, my heart cry, my heart cry, my heart cry. Enter, enter. Many entrances, for key has been given, for key has been granted. Mkeoto, mioto kolomeki, eto sunomeke, make you to enter, make you to enter. For no longer shall you be locked without, no longer shall you be found without, for a great, great door of entrance is being ministered unto you, is being ministered unto you. Teens of entrance. Teens that pertain to your entrance have been made available. Have been given. Heirs of the kingdom being raised. Come into your reign. Come into your inheritance. Come in. Enter. The heart cry of the Father, said the Lord Jesus.
As the time was going on, the Lord told me, said, you know, what am I raising? I'm raising kings and priests. When I told that, what they give, the kingdom, amen. The intention is to raise kings, the kings of the kingdom. Who are kings? Kings are those who inherit the throne. For you have made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on earth, not in heaven. With spirit life reign. It's here you must reign. Not when you go to heaven. You have made a kings and priests unto our God. And they shall reign on earth. They want you to reign. They want you to reign in life. They want you to reign in righteousness. They want you to reign in peace. And they want you to reign in joy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeosiye Street, off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.